Management.
Good morning, 616 at 100.7 WHUD. Well, the show Million Dollar Quartet is opening in Chappaqua at the Chappaqua Performing Arts Center, the Westchester Theater there. And it's going to be a great show, great musical. And the guy playing Elvis, his name is Jacob Barton, and he's been doing it for a while.
Yeah, I have done the show now since 2019. I'm almost at 300 performances.
Wow. Does Elvis get more confident, or have you noticed your performance change, or did you come in fully equipped to take on this role?
Actually, no. The more I've done it, the more I've probably gotten a lot closer to Elvis. I didn't play guitar, for instance, before the show. I learned guitar for the show specifically. I think probably over time I've gotten a lot better. The voice has definitely gotten a lot easier.
Now, had you listened to a lot of Elvis music growing up, because you're too young to remember him, right?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, I grew up in North Carolina, where he is one of the hugest things in the world there. Everybody listens to him still, even to this day. My entire family raised me on Elvis music.
So they must be thrilled that you have this role in Million Dollar Quartet at the Chappaqua Performing Arts Center. What can you tell the audience about the show itself, the story of the show?
Oh, well, Million Dollar Quartet is the story of one night where Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins were in a recording studio together for one and only time. And Sam Phillips, the guy who ran Sun Records, just happened to hit the recording button because they were all in the room together. This wonderful night where they all were together and got to play music for the one and only time together. So.
And what do we have to take away from that night? Were there any aha moments?
Well, there's a lot of aha moments, and because Elvis is in a different place in his life, he's already become the Elvis Presley that a lot of people know. He's starting to do movies now, and he's getting away from music in a very weird way, and he doesn't know if he's okay with that yet. And each one of the boys in the show are in kind of a similar place where they're at a crossroads in their life, and they don't know, you know, should I stay with Sun Records? Should I go to a different company? You know, should I seek out bigger companies who have more money, who could certainly promote me more? And yeah, and they just all happen to be in the room at the same time when they all kind of make some of these very important decisions.
So you've been all over the country with this show. Is the East Coast audience any different than any other part of the country?
I wouldn't say East Coast, but it is definitely a Southern-based show. Like, our Southern audiences get a couple more of the jokes than the Northern audiences would.
Okay. Well, we want to send you to the show. Hopefully you'll get the jokes and you'll enjoy the music for sure. This is a couple of tickets to Million Dollar Quartet in Chappaqua at the Westchester Theater at the Chappaqua Performing Arts Center. Used to be the Reader's Digest Auditorium. Beautiful facility. I've been there. You should go, too. And, in fact, we got two tickets for you right now for Million Dollar Quartet. So, call the Wall Hour Paint Hardware and Design Contest line. The number is 1-877-274-9483. 1-877-274-WHUD. If you haven't won in 30 days, you're going to the show. Call number 7.